This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 174 for Monday, December 5th. ICE Canola futures are higher on Monday, still gleaning support from the Stat Canada production report that's bullish on the oilseed. At the final settlement, the January canola contract advances $9.70 at $859 per ton, and the more heavily traded March contract adds $8.30 at $850 per ton. Support for canola is coming from upticks in Chicago soy meal, but there are small losses in soybeans and sharp losses in soy oil. Additional support for canola is coming from modest increases in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Global crude oil prices are lower, putting pressure on vegetable oils. Although canola crush margins are still very large, they are receding, taking away a measure of support. As the United States dollar gains strength, the Canadian dollar is weaker on Monday. The loonie slides to 73.56 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 74 and a quarter. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says there's a private sale of 130,000 tons of current crop soybeans to China. The USDA issued its export inspections report for the week ending December 1st. Outbound movements of corn exceed 524,000 tons, jumping 67.5% from the previous week. Exports of soybeans are 1.72 million tons, falling 22.7%. Shipments of wheat rise 17.6% at nearly 335,000 tons. StoneX and DataGrow published their projections for Brazil's upcoming soybean crop. Both consultancies raised their estimates, with StoneX climbing to 155 million tons, while DataGrow rises to 153.3 million. Soybean planting in Brazil is around 91% complete. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly lower on Monday in choppy trading. The January contract dips 0.75 cents at $14.38 per bushel. January soy oil falls 2.65 cents at 62.57 U.S. cents per pound. January soy meal tacks on $8 at $432.10 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Monday as the March contract loses 6 cents at 640 and a half per bushel. Chicago oats are weaker, with its March contract falling 22 cents at 336. The U.S. wheat complex is pulling back, with Chicago March giving up 22 cents at 7.39. Kansas City March drops 29 cents at 8.42. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March is down 19 cents at 9.02. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, December 5th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.